Hormuz on the brink. Tanker attack tests a fragile ceasefire. Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps naval forces fired on a U.S. tanker in the Strait of Hormuz, marking a dangerous escalation in one of the world's most critical maritime corridors, even as both sides reportedly reached a preliminary agreement to extend their ceasefire by 60 days. The dual-track dynamic, military provocation running in parallel with diplomacy, has drawn immediate comparisons to what analysts describe as a classic posture in which battlefield aggression serves as leverage at the negotiating table. The economic reverberations extended well beyond the Persian Gulf. The strait handles roughly 20% of global petroleum liquids transit, and the conflict has already driven freight costs for U.S. Liquefied petroleum gas shipments to Asia from a normal range of $15 to $20 per metric ton to $60 to $80 per metric ton, a tripling that has prompted Asian buyers to cancel American LPG cargoes outright. European central bank officials warned that an Iran war could doubly scar Eurozone consumers, first through direct energy price inflation and then through broader economic contraction as global trade routes grow more expensive and uncertain. Iran broadcast claims on state television that its forces had destroyed American aircraft at Bushehr, an assertion U.S. officials categorically rejected. The denial adds a layer of information warfare to an already combustible situation, suggesting Tehran may be projecting domestic strength while simultaneously pursuing diplomatic off-ramps. A separate but related security concern emerged with the Pentagon's confirmation that adversaries have been using commercial advertising data to track U.S. troops. Foreign intelligence services purchasing location data from commercial data brokers to monitor American military personnel represents, in the assessment of defense analysts, a fundamental challenge to operational security in the digital age, one that extends the battlefield far beyond conventional theaters. Regional tensions beyond the Gulf added further complexity. Cuba warned of potential bloodshed as U.S. military presence in the Caribbean intensified, while Guatemala agreed to conduct joint military strikes with the United States against drug gangs, signaling that American security commitments are being tested across multiple hemispheres simultaneously.